Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus. On this day, November 25th, 1816, an enslaved man named Ned was executed in Christchurch for trying to stir up the other enslaved people on his estate and other nearby properties to insurrection. The Great Rebellion, led by Bussa that year, had taken place just 7 months before, according to Professor Sir Hilary Beckles, in the aftermath of the April Uprising. The Speaker of the House of Assembly was moved to make a comment on that event. He used strong words to condemn the rebels, saying that he hoped that the fate of those deluded men who had fallen victim to their rashness and folly would be a warning to the other enslaved people. The governor of the island, Sir James Leith, was more direct, saying essentially that he hoped that the example set by the deaths of those who lost their lives in the rebellion and its quelling by local forces would save him having to use the considerable powers of his office to punish other would-be rebels. According to Beckles, the views of the authorities were at odds with the real feeling among the enslaved population. Many of the enslaved people remained hostile. According to a white Barbadian who assessed the situation during the summer of 1816, the black Barbadian people were sullen and sulky and seemed inclined to revenge. In fact, they found ways to express their hostility even as they went about their duties. Even under martial law, between June and July, weeks after the rebellion had been put down, people were still being arrested and tried. It was in those simmering circumstances that in September, a small group of enslaved people were arrested for trying to start another insurrection in Christchurch. According to a Colonel Best, a member of the court-martial, before which the would-be rebels were brought, the group of conspirators comprised drivers, rangers, carpenters, and watchmen, as was the case in April. He said that this group had intended to use tactics different from those used by the rebels in April. They plotted to kill the mounted officers with the hope that this would cause the rank and file to flee. Best reported that the plot was apparently aborted by the betrayal of an enslaved man who had been offered any position of importance within the rebel group he desired, but opted to inform the militia about the rebels' plans instead. The authorities and the property interests were understandably jittery about the possibility of further uprisings taking place and felt that it was important for their own safety to be constantly on guard against more surprises. Thus, Ned was one of the many enslaved people who were punished for plotting and even acting to overthrow the status quo to secure their freedom, and his death on November 25, 1816, as was the case with many others, was to be a deterrent to those who would contemplate such actions.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.